This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 22nd. God's word for you today is, get renewal. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 40, verse 31. And it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How do I defeat discouragement? I never forget how much God loves me. I do not fake it. I remember it is not about me. I relax in my limitations and I use my pain to help others. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 15 says, all of these sufferings of ours are for your benefit. And the more of you who are one to Christ, the more there are to thank him for his great mercy, and the more God gets glory. Paul is telling us that there are people tied to your pain. When you understand and receive it, you discover that God will use your pain to help others, and you begin to find purpose for your pain. Paul's 6 secrets for defeating discouragement is, take time for renewal. Take time to renew yourself. In times where it appears that people have a lot of time on their hands, it is easy to assume that people are getting refreshed. It is easy to assume that people are being renewed. It is easy to assume that people are being strengthened and there is renewal. For example, during the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. However, reality of such seasons is that there is a lot of pressure. Yes, people had a lot of time on their hands, but there was also a lot of pressure. Children were being homeschooled. People had to deal with being in each other's faces and space all the time. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. The question is, how do I get renewed every day? Firstly, you need to spiritually renew yourself daily with time with God. You need to have a time when it is just you and God. Yes, thank God for the family altar, corporate prayers, and for church prayer meetings. But you need time with God by yourself every day, because that is where renewal happens. Spend time with God, spend time in His Word. You need to know what renews you emotionally for emotional renewal to happen. Having a conversation with some people drains you. Also, there are some people that a conversation with them fills your cup, or books you read, podcasts you listen to, and your cup gets filled emotionally. You need to be deliberate about the things that fill or refill you emotionally. You need to know what renews you physically. For a lot of people, it should be exercise. Some people turn to food, but physical renewal goes beyond eating, to eating the right things and exercising. Let us pray. Father, as I wait on you and trust in you, cause me to be renewed spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.